about tefillah. There's many aspects to tefillah. I'd like to focus on one very important aspect. What I found fascinating is that when we daven every day, from Baruch Hu to Shema Esrei, five times you get the word, the description of the Baruch Shalom as Tzor, a rock. Why does he give that five times? There's many, many Shvachim of the Baruch Shalom, and over there it keeps saying it over and over again, the word Tzor, a rock, described the Baruch Shalom. And then in Shema Esrei you also get it one more time. So I think we can understand it. There's a beautiful verse from Yanko Galinsky. He says that, what does the word Tzor mean? So we understand it means, it's a beautiful praise. It means something rock, rock solid, steadfast, it's powerful, it's reliable. That's what rock is. The Baruch Shalom is like a rock. However, the Gemara changes what it means. Chana said, Ein Tzor Kalikenu, and Chana changed it to Ein Tzair Kalikenu. There's no artist like Hashem. And that would seem to be lowering the praise. The praise was nobody rock solid like the Rabbeinu Shloim. And now you make it lower to, there's no artist. That doesn't seem as good as a rock. Why is he changing it to there's no artist like Hashem? So he explains with the story of a king. He wanted an artist to draw a picture, a portrait of himself. But before any, he wanted the best artist in the country. And so he invited all the artists in the kingdom to draw, to make pictures, paint a picture, and then he'll have judges judge, and whoever the best artist is, that is going to be the one who's going to paint the portrait of the king. So they get a few months to do it. Comes the day of the judging. In the courtroom, they put up all the walls are covered with the paintings. And they go around, the judges go, each one has a curtain in front, they pull open the curtain, and they see the painting. One of them was a waterfall. It was beautiful, very impressive. Another one's a country scene, another one a battle. And then they open one of the pictures, and it's a bowl of grapes standing by a windowsill. And a bird had got in the courtroom, and a bird flew over to the bowl of grapes and started pecking at the grapes. And then it realized they're not grapes, so the bird tried to fly through the window, slammed into the canvas, fell to the floor, got its bearings and flew off again. And the king said, that's the winning picture. The bird couldn't tell it wasn't real. And the judges said, there's one more we didn't see yet. It's not fair. We have to see the last painting. So one of the judges goes over to open the curtain of the last one. When he starts trying to pull the cord, he can't pull the cord. It was a painting of the curtain. And the judge said, this is the best painting. The other one, the bird couldn't tell, wasn't real. This one, we couldn't tell, wasn't real. Similarly, says Rabbi Alkalinsky, the Ribbono Shel Olam created a world. He created a world with such artistry, entire kalakenu. It looks like it's real. It looks like it's running on its own. You don't realize it's the Ribbono Shel Olam running this world. The greatest scientists think that it's happening on its own. Yeshaya Novi says, Achein ato keil mistata. The Ribbono Shel Olam is hidden in the Bria. That is the brilliance of your artistry, that you can't see the Ribbono Shel Olam. He's hiding behind a curtain, and it's our job to find him in our everyday lives. We have to realize tefillah is about tzur, five times before Shemona Esrei. You're going to ask for things you need. Recognize zero without the Ribbono Shel Olam. Emes Malkin, Evezulosai. Not Epes, Evezulosai. There's nothing without the Ribbono Shel Olam. Reb Chaskel Levenstein was once walking together with Panovich Yarov, and they saw in front of them somebody walking 20 feet in front of them. And so Panovich Yarov said, I know that man in Europe, I remember him, who he was. They catch up with him, and he was the guy who he thought it was. So Reb Chaskel came back to Yeshiva, and he asked the Talmidim, how is it, Shaykh, that Panovich Yarov was able to recognize from behind somebody 20 feet behind, and he knew it was. And Yosef's brothers couldn't recognize their own brother. They're standing in front of him. They couldn't recognize him. Panovich Yarov hadn't seen him for 20 years. He knew him from the back. And they couldn't recognize Yosef. So they answered, the Ribbono Shel Olam took away the power of recognition. He said, no, that's not what it is. The Ribbono Shel Olam didn't give the power of recognition. We think it's natural, power recognition. No, it's not. Every time you see something, it's the Rebbein Shalom giving you that koyach. He said, we make a mistake. We think when it comes to trigonometry, a complicated calculus problem, a major business deal, oh, we need Siyata Shemaya to help us get it right. When it comes to 2 + 2, it comes to getting change in a store, we think we can do that on our own. You need the Rebbein Shalom to help you. Atah choynein odom das, just as much for 2 + 2. We see this, the Gemara in Sanhedrin says, Rav Ashi said, talking about the four kings, Einam Chelek Nimabo. And he said, tomorrow we'll speak about our Chava Menashe. Rashi explains, what does it mean, our Chava Menashe? A Talmud Chacham like us, but he served the way to Zorah. So, that night, Menashe comes to him in a dream, and he says to him, you call me a Chava? Let me ask you a question. Let's test you. I'm your Chava. We're Talmud Chacham the same. Let's do a little test. When you make a bracha on bread, which part of the bread do you make the bracha on? So he said, Vashi said, I don't know. Tell me, and I'll say the aloch in your name in the Beis Medrash tomorrow. She said, okay, I'll tell you. The part that's best baked. So Ravashi says, whoa, wow, you're such a Talmud Chacham. How come you served the Avodah Zarah since you're such a Talmud Chacham? And the Gemara goes on to explain that back then there was tremendous taiva for Avodah Zarah. Why was Ravashi so impressed? Because Menashe knew this halacha. So he listened in Cheder one day, and the Rebbe taught halacha. Maybe Rashi was giving a shiur after davening halacha shiur, and he heard that halacha and he knew it. How could you serve Avodah Zarah? Because he happened to know that halacha. So the pshat is, he was saying to him that when you see a person, a surgeon, who's a very skillful surgeon, or you see an artist, an amazing artist, you see people have tremendous skills, I guess in your world, certain sports players, and you think, wow, they're unbelievable skilled. Wow, the baker, wow, look how the baker make those cakes. So you look at the person, when you see the Grand Canyon, you see the Alps, Niagara Falls, oh, Marabu Masech HaShem. There's no difference between the two. Is Marabu Masech HaShem on any skill that exists? It's all the Rebbein Shloim. What he was, Rav Ashi was saying, where do you make the brachon bed? I don't know. He's you don't know where. The part that's best baked, where the Yad Odom is the most involved, where the baker did the best job, and you think, wow, what a skilled baker. On that part, you say, no, it's not the baker. It's the Rebbein Shloim. You thank the Rebbein Shloim for it, recognizing everything that exists in the Bria. And that's what tefillah is about. Everything comes from the Rebbein Shloim. But there's a difficulty people have with that. Because to recognize that everything's Rebbein Shloim is not our doing, it's a tremendous challenge. Because what it means is, it means that any skill you have is not you. You don't feel good about yourself, it's not you. It's just a gift you got from the Rebbein Shloim. You like to feel it's you. And the one we feel most about when it comes to brains. So right away, begin the bracha. Atah choynein odom das. That's the only one that begins like that right away, before you begin already. Even das is the Rebbein Shloim. Atah choynein odom das. We have no seichel of our own. And the more successful the person is, the harder it is to recognize the Rebbein Shloim. Somebody just sent my wife a picture of Trump standing by the Kaisel. I think Trump is from the greatest Balagaiva that ever existed. And he says, Donald Trump here. Anything you need, talk to the Rebbein Shloim. There's Trump. We have to recognize, Emes Malkein Eves Losei. We can't do anything without the Rebbein Shloim. Like I say, the more successful, the more the person doesn't want to recognize it. About 15, 16 years ago, it was 2009, there was a plane, birds went in the engine of the plane, and the plane was in big trouble. And Captain Sally Sullenberg, he managed to land the plane in the Hudson. It was something unbelievable at the time. Everybody impressed. All the people got out, was landed on the Hudson. There's pictures of them standing on the wings. It was something amazing. Unbelievable news. And so, what do you do? You write a book right away. And he writes in his book describing how great he was. He writes, I'll quote you just one sentence from his book. This is this Balgaiva, what he writes. I was confident I could quickly synthesize a lifetime of training experience, adapt it in a new way to solve a problem I had never seen before and get it right the first time. And that's what I did. I had the discipline to stick with it without wavering, without second guessing myself. Not once in his book does he mention praying. Does he thank the Ribbono Shel Olam? It's all about him. And you'll find in most biographies of successful people, the most common word you'll find is I. Obama was famous for that. He had more I's in his speeches than any other president. More recently, in 2020, there's a fellow, you hear his name a lot now, Andrew Cuomo. He was our governor back then. And he said at a press conference about the COVID pandemic, this is the guy who sent the people back into the nursing homes, caused thousands of deaths, and really messed up the state. But everybody thought he was a genius at the time. And this was his lotion. The numbers are down because we brought the numbers down. God did not do that. Faith did not do that. Destiny did not do that. At that time, Cuomo was the most popular politician in the U.S. Everybody thought he'd be running for president, become president in 2024. But he quickly found out the Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't like that guy. He didn't start with the Ribbono Shel Olam. It didn't take long till he had to resign in disgrace. Not since Haman has someone fallen from so high, so low, so quickly. So this is something we constantly have to recognize when it comes to davening. In Parshas Vayetze, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Yaakov, Vayezarecha ka'afar ha'oretz, your children will be like the dust of the earth, or for rust you will spread out yomav v'kein v'tfani v'negbo, in all directions. Sfarin explains, what does it mean, Vayezarecha ka'afar ha'oretz, your children will be like dust of the earth? It sounds like a very beautiful bracha. There can be many of your children. He doesn't say it so nice like that, the Sephardim. Ron explains it means that when you're ka'afa, when clients are like dirt, that everybody is trampling on them. At that moment, when that's happening, then, then Yeshua will come. When clients are rock bottom, that's when he'll come. The Klei Yaakov explains it clearer. And he says, he quotes a Medrash, Ain't I Yeshua Bar, there's not going to be salvation, only when Klai Yisrael reach Tachlis Ashiflus, rock bottom. And he explains why, the Klei Yaakov. He says, because as long as they don't hit rock bottom, they start thinking that I could do things. Yeah, I need a little Siyat Dishmaya, but on my own, I certain things I can do. I just need help from the Ribbono Shel Olam. And as long as you think that if I have this president in the White House and this prime minister in Israel, and this person, that person, and then I can control things, you will not have Yeshua at all. If I've got this doctor, oh, only this doctor can save the person. If only I could get into this doctor. It's not the doctor, it's not the president, it's not the prime minister. And that's why when Klai Yisrael reach rock bottom, where the tachlis hashiflus, and then they say, Ein lo nilishoen el avinu shebashmaim, they recognize, only Ribbono Shel Olam can help. That is when the Yeshua will come. But just to end off, on a happier note, on that pasuk, what does it mean? Afar oretz. The Chasam Sofer next week's parsha is something unbelievable. He says, what does it mean? Klai Yisrael going to be afar oretz? He says that dirt, everybody tramples on, and everybody tramples on Klai Yisrael as well. But there's eventually what's going to happen after a person is 120. You trample the dirt. When a person is 120, what happens? The dirt is on top of you. You're trampling the dirt today, one day the earth will be on top. That dust will be on top of you. Klai Yisrael is the same. Today everybody can be trampling on us. But one day we're going to be on top of the whole world. Mitzvah Shem, with the good of Shlema, Heri Yameinu, Amen.